This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, the history and the memories of the Cincinnati Gardens. But first, we'll hear from WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. He's been in Philadelphia this week covering the Democratic National Convention. Howard, good afternoon.
Hello, Mark.
Now, the Ohio delegation had a high-profile visitor well-known in Cincinnati this morning. Tell us about it.
Yes, it did. Jerry Springer, who back in the 70s was a city councilman and mayor of Cincinnati and then later became news anchor at Channel 5 before he went on to international fame as a talk show host of a rather raucous TV show. But he still keeps his hand in Ohio Democratic politics. I mean, he's always been a Democrat. He was talking today, kind of talking from the heart about his immigrant background. His parents were Jewish folks who had fled from Nazi prosecution. Jerry was born in London. Some of his family members were killed in the Holocaust. And he was making he was talking about Donald Trump, and he thought Donald Trump, with some of the statements that he has made, doesn't believe in the American idea, the idea that this is a country that is open to all, open to the oppressed, or people just simply trying to find a better life. And Jerry says that, you know, he was telling the Ohio delegates that we can't afford to lose that in this country, and that we would be in danger of it with Donald Trump in the White House.
Now, Ted Strickland, the U.S. Senate candidate, also showed up at the delegation breakfast. And what was his message?
Well, Ted Strickland is, you know, obviously locked in a big battle for the U.S. Senate seat in Ohio against the incumbent Republican Rob Portman. It's one of the most important Senate races in the country. This election, the Democrats are trying to regain control of the U.S. Senate. He claims that they're spending, Portman and his allies are spending like $36 million against him. Portman's campaign refutes that and says that's not quite true. But nonetheless, if you look at the polling right now, Strickland is running from behind, not by an insurmountable amount, maybe 4 or 5 percentage points, but he's running from behind, and he is going to end up having less money raised than Rob Portman does. And he was just basically asking the Ohio delegation for their help, whether it's in fundraising or grassroots organization or whatever, just to help the Democrats win a majority in the Senate this year.
And it's been a little tough for Strickland this week because Portman's actually picked up endorsements from several unions, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Fraternal Order of Police, the Teamsters, and the United Mine Workers of America, which is the one that kind of hurt Strickland the most. Because for many years in the U.S. House, he represented Ohio's coal mining area in southeast Ohio, eastern Ohio, and always had the support of the United Mine Workers. But he's lost that now, and I think it's because he went to work for a progressive think tank after he left the governor's office that advocates clean energy solutions, and I think that cost him. But he's got the support of basically all of the AFL-CIO unions, so I don't think he's too worried about it.
You talked to State Representative Alicia Reese this morning. She's a vice chair of this week's Democratic National Convention and has seen a lot of the inside workings of the convention. What's her take on what has to happen when the delegates go home to Ohio?
Well, she's very frank about it. I mean, she's the head, also the president of the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus. And she was talking to me about the thousands and thousands of people, mainly African Americans, who were new voters who came out specifically to vote for Barack Obama in 2008 and to help make him the first African American president. And they came out again in 2012. And her point was that it's going to be absolutely critical for Hillary Clinton's campaign to find a way to motivate those people again who were motivated mostly by the historic nature of Barack Obama's campaign in 2008 and to keep them involved, keep them in the process, and keep them, number one, voting. And if the Clinton campaign can't do that, Reese said, they're going to have big trouble.
What do you think the Ohio delegation is looking for in tonight's acceptance speech from Hillary Clinton?
Well, when you talk to a lot of them, I mean, they're basically looking for her to lay out her vision of what a Clinton presidency would look like, what her priorities would be. Some, like Alicia Reese, want to hear her talk about urban policy, you know, her plans for urban America. Others just say, look, she doesn't have to do too much in this speech. There's going to be several months of campaigning where she can lay out all of her plans on the campaign stump and in TV commercials and in social media. So they're saying this is not absolutely critical to her tonight, but obviously they want her to do well.
Howard, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mark. It's been my pleasure.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson covering the Democratic National Convention. He'll have another report coming up with Bill Reinhart during All Things Considered this afternoon. And you can also follow his convention coverage at WVXU.org.